Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional. Hello and welcome to another episode of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Vera and I'm here with, obviously, Natalie Torres-Haddad.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome, everyone. It is September, and in September, it is Life Insurance Awareness Month. So naturally, we thought, we should bring Sandra Salcido back on the show because she is a life insurance expert. So Sandra, we're so happy to have you on.
I'm so, so excited to be here, especially this month.
Actually, it's funny because there's so many, like all the months have some kind of awareness situation going on. But I mean, not everything is applicable to someone, of course, but because you and I are both in insurance and life insurance falls under finance, I just thought it's awesome that there is an actual month dedicated to that. I think more and more, especially with like the surge of TikTok and IG Reels, YouTube, there's just a lot of information out there for the person looking into life insurance. But that information is not always really accurate. And again, this show is just entertainment purposes. Let's not forget that, but we try to also be informational. We're not giving you any recommendations. But I just wanted to ask you, Sandra, we talked about life insurance before, but it was more towards like budgeting and like trust building, not trust like confidence, but trust like money and a trust. So what can you tell us? Like just two or three things that a person that's looking to get life insurance, what should they look out for? How does it work? I know we only have 15 minutes, but give us like the synopsis of life insurance.
I love it. I love it. It's one of my favorite topics, actually, because there's so much in life insurance, but I'm going to try to make it very, very brief on what you should look into. Because I get a lot of clients that ask me like, oh, why is it only $5 over there? Why is it $20 over here? Why are you charging me $200? So we need to know like the basics and the difference of life insurance. First, you need to know it's something that if you're doing a financial plan, you must have in place, life insurance. Now, there is all types of life insurance, like chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, like that. Like we have so many different kinds of life insurance. And it's not one product fits all. Listen, it's not one product fits all. Depending on your age, the stage of your life, your assets, how much you make, your debt, it's going to be what type of life insurance you need. So I'm going to break it down in two categories. Very, very simple. We have term and we have permanent. They are both great. Okay. It's not like, oh, term is bad or permanent, it's bad. No, they're both great financial tools. But we have to understand the difference. Term, it's the word says it. It's just for a period of time. And it's going to be a better price. So yes, you can find insurance for $20, $25 a month, obviously depending on your age, but you can't actually do it. So term, it's going to be a better price. And usually everyone starts with a term. Now there's so many great things about insurance that you can convert terms into permanent, right? Now, and then we have permanent. Permanent, it's forever, the word says it. It's going to be more expensive, but it's not going to lapse. It's not a contract that it's going to expire in 10, 20, or 30 years. So it's going to be forever that amount. And for a lot of people, it makes sense as a planning tool and also as an investment tool. Now, each of those two categories have like more categories into it that we need to learn. But we need to be aware, like when we talk to a professional, what are they offering you? And do you understand what are the benefits, like the pros and the cons of each product? They asked me the other day, what's the best type of insurance? What's the best kind? Well, whatever policy it's in place when something happens to you, that's the best one, right? But those are the main characteristics of those two components. And we can talk hours and hours about the main difference on those two. But just understand that term, it's going to expire. Price goes up if you try to renew. Permanent, it's going to last you forever.
Thank you for that clarification. I know so many of us feel so overwhelmed by it. And we actually had a great question from one of our financially savvy listeners. Juna Lee is shopping around for life insurance, and she's a mother as well. So what is the, maybe one of those questions that people aren't asking when it's, you obviously described the two different type of life insurance, but what should they be asking in order to find a budget that's right for them? Because obviously you don't want to go too high if it's not really worth it. But you also said you don't want to go too low, because especially if you have a dependent already, right? Mm-hmm. Any recommendations on that?
Yes. So I always, you have to find what's the best, what's the coverage that you need. You don't want to be underinsured or overinsured, right? I'll use a very simple method to do this, and I call it the DIME method: debt, income, mortgage, and education. So I add my debt, I multiply my income by 10, because those are the number of years that I want to leave income for my family. And then mortgage, if I have a mortgage. And then if I have children that I want to leave some college fund for them, then I multiply that by education. And then whatever that amount is, that could be considered proper protection. Of course, when there's a lot of assets involved, there's a lot of calculators that we can use to calculate proper protection. But base, you can use that. And then from there, you need to be aware of, are you getting the new type of insurance or the old one? Are there living benefits? Do you have to die to use that insurance? Is there like a terminal rider illness or critical, chronic? There's so many add-ons that you can have nowadays in your policies that you need to be aware of. So those are the main things. Like, are you being protected the right amount? And what are the perks or the riders that you're adding into your policy that are not going to cost you a lot to have those perks?
That's really interesting that you said living benefits, because I think even though you've watched a million videos as a consumer, you still think that somebody has to die in order for you to get that money. Mm-hmm. But actually, you can still be alive if you set it up in a way where you might need that money, right?
That's correct. And I just want to mention that there is nowadays a lot of benefits, especially with all these new products coming into place. Most of the companies are offering this now. You can start with a term if your budget is very low, and you can convert that term into a permanent after 5, 10, or 15 years. And what's going to happen is that they're gonna still take your health from when you first apply, which is amazing because you don't have to go through underwriting again. Right. And that means it's not going to be so expensive. So that's a perk of a term policy, that if you're in a budget right now, you can't afford it, but you know that 5-10 years from now, you want something permanent. That's the way to start right now.
Thank you. Really, and can you explain a little bit what underwriting means? So for someone that, I like that you said, it's true. We have to think about what we qualify and don't qualify, right?
Yeah, that's true. That, well, I always let like my clients know it's not going to be an easy, like, you're not going to get approved today or tomorrow, especially if we're dealing with a good carrier and we want to get you the best pricing. What underwriting means is, well, there's different characteristics to approve you and the pricing: age, sex, and if there's any medications, illnesses, pre-existing conditions, DUIs. Even your credit score matters too for life insurance, believe it or not, where you live. All those characteristics are part of the underwriting process. And the underwriting process is going to determine if they approve you, if they're going to insure you or not. And if they're going to insure you, what's going to be the rate that they're going to insure you at? The healthier you are, the younger, the cheaper it is, the best pricing you get. And if you're a female, of course, it's cheaper than male.
Yeah, that's funny.
You guys hear that? It's the credit score. Make it golden.
I know. That's so true. So question regarding citizenship or resident status. Do you have to have citizenship, or can you be can you only have citizenship and resident status to get life insurance? Or what if you don't have that? You don't have a social, maybe you have a TIN.
That's a great question. Back in the days, it was a requirement. Nowadays, there's carriers that allow us to do to approve clients with just with an ITIN number. Not all of the carriers like this, but we do have certain flagship carriers that allowed ITINs, which is great because it's a need in the community as well, right? And then also foreign nationals too. That's a huge one too for life insurance here.
Can you quickly tell us what foreign nationals mean? Is that somebody that is living in the U.S. and maybe has like a matricula, or they're just working here for a while? Like, what's the limitation?
So for ITINs, before I go to foreign national, it's people that don't have a social, they have maybe a matricula consular. They don't even need to have a matricula consular, just with their ITIN and their ID, they can go ahead and apply. And they just live in the U.S., they're residents. But then foreign nationals are people that live abroad, and they're not U.S. citizens, but they have money here, investments, mm-hmm. or properties, and they want to make sure they have a life insurance policy in place. Like we have many clients from Mexico. They're just investors, and they want to get a life insurance here. They can do it as a foreign national. They don't have to have a green card or a social or live in the U.S.
Oh, so there's a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I want to also congratulate you on having you on the podcast, because you just launched your podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about that and also how people can contact you as well?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. It was just a new journey for me, and I was so nervous for it. It's called Finanzas y Fe. It's in Spanish. It's just my jam, what I love, talking about finance and my faith. So I found it very interesting how everything that I've learned about finance, it's in the Bible. So I share that, and I just use Bible terms with finance, and it's basically about teaching the community how to deal with our numbers and how it's so related with faith as well. And yeah, I have everything on Spotify, Buzzsprout, and also Apple Podcasts. And then you can find me on Instagram. I think it's the main social media that I use nowadays, which is Sandra P. Salcido.
That's so awesome. Really, congratulations. Because I find that finance is, well, obviously we talk about it here a lot on this show, but it's such a scary taboo topic sometimes for so many families. And especially I feel like for the Latino community, maybe people out there aren't super religious, but you're spiritual, or your parents, you know, are religious. And this is such a great segue to introduce finance by saying, but mom, it's faith, you know? So I think it's a great niche. I'm super excited for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm super, super happy too of the outcome and then the results that we're getting so far.
I love it. And you just said it, it's being able to connect the two taboo subjects. And oftentimes it's starting that awkwardness and just saying, hey, listen to this podcast. And, you know, we appreciate you having you on again too, because we're like, oh, there's just so many questions that people aren't asking. And one more question before we head out too, but I think this one also is a pretty good question about, you know, we hear predatory lending happens all the time in different industries. Is there anything that you would say look out for because, you know, there's tens of people that are trying to sell you some type of insurance. So is there something that you're like, this is the red flag. This is how I let my clients know they shouldn't be working with someone, because I get that too often from too many clients myself that say, oh, I got this and it was not good for me. So any red flags that you recommend?
That's a great question, Natalie. That's a great, great question. Yes, especially when you're dealing with permanent products. Please, please make sure you're dealing with a professional. It's so easy. If the policy is not properly illustrated or properly done, it can fall into a bad product, to be honest with you. And I've seen those a lot of times. So the first thing that you want to understand is that it's a contract. And in contracts, there's always good and bad. And when they tell me, oh, it's too good to be true, well, guess what? Yes, of course, there's things that you need to learn. And make sure that the agent that is talking to you, it's also giving you the negatives, like, hey, it's a long-term contract. What happens if I just decide to withdraw this contract? Are there going to be taxes involved? What are the fees? Fees. That's huge. Insurance carriers are going to make money. So there is upfront fees, especially on permanent policies. It doesn't mean that it's not a good product. It's just that you need to be aware of. So make sure you have those questions and read your contract. If you're going to submit an application, make sure you have the material. And before you give your first payment, they have to give you the illustration package and they have to explain. And any questions, ask, always ask.
And the obvious question I have for you, or how we wrap it up, is, are there any resources? Obviously, your podcast is one of them. Resources or free resources that you recommend people to learn more about what type of insurance they should be looking for?
That's a great question. I mean, there's so much out there in social media. Because there's no one product fits all, my advice is to understand first, and you can find this in YouTube and Google, like, what are the differences? Without like all the noise out there, like this is negative, this is not, what are the differences, the key differences? You can find it on social media with a lot of agents as well that are trying to do great for their clients. And once you understand that, there's books out there, like retirement planning books that talk about life insurance that are great. I mean, probably I can share some of those so you can add it to the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That they can start reading those books so they can get educated on it. And I can't tell you like just one source because sometimes they're biased, but it's different for each client. So, but understanding like, hey, this is a term, this is a permanent, and how would this work for me?
Yep, that makes sense. And I'm glad that you said you can't just share one thing because it also, I don't know, when you do start searching for stuff, you find what you want to find, right? So that's another thing why you should really speak to a professional and do your due diligence there, making sure they are, in fact, a professional, that they're licensed. There's so many resources that the state provides to double check licenses. So make sure to do that. But we are getting near the end. Did you want to add something else on that?
I just wanted to add really quick what you mentioned, like having a professional. I'm not a huge fan of just doing everything myself online, especially when it comes to insurance. Mm-hmm. And it's not only because I'm an insurance agent, it's because I do need the guidance. Like if I'm a doctor, that's my profession. So I don't know anything about insurance and probably mm-hmm. Google's not going to teach me the right things. So find a professional licensed in your state that is going to be able to guide you on what's the right product for you.
Exactly. Thank you for making sure to emphasize that because it can get really scary out there. And for those listeners listening to this episode and you are wondering about life insurance, you can reach Sandra at Sandra P. Salcido on Instagram. She's really good about getting back to DMs. So is there any other channel that you want to share with us, Sandra, that where people can reach out for more information on life insurance?
Facebook as well, Sandra Salcido. And I mean, those are my two main social medias that I'm always on top of it.
Awesome. And she'll make sure to share some of the books that she, maybe you want to check out. We'll put it in the show notes and go listen to Finanzas y Fe, her new podcast. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.